First, it was Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. They've been dating for 5 hot minutes, and they moved in together during the pandemic. And now, out of nowhere, J-Lo, Ben Affleck are getting back together, and they're looking at places together. Like, it was nothing, and all of a sudden, they're moving in.
Here's the thing, Anna. Let's be honest, all right? When you're looking at Shailene Woodley or Aaron Rodgers, Ben or Jen, of course, it would be easy to make that decision for a lot of people, right? But for others, it is a big deal. And when you jump in with somebody, you're really jumping in. Is it the best move?
Dr. Patrick Wanis is our relationship expert. You can visit him online at patrickwanis.com. Dr. Wanis, what do you think? Do you think it's beneficial to a relationship to move in so quickly, or can it be detrimental?
There are conflicting statistics about the benefits of moving in. There was a study done by the Journal of Marriage and Family, which shows that couples who live together before they get married have a lower divorce rate in the first year of marriage, but they have a higher divorce rate after 5 years. What really matters is, who are you together in the relationship? So there's a few things that I'd like to say. I'd say, don't move in together thinking that's going to solve your relationship problems. And some people do that with marriage. They say, look, let's just get married and everything will be fine. Or let's just move in together and everything will be fine. No, it won't. Moving in together or even marrying isn't going to magically turn you into the perfect or ideal couple. So here are some things to consider to help you to decide, are we ready to move in? And the first thing you want to think about is, what are you like when you spend some time together, a few nights together, if you're waking up at his or her house or condo? Now also, has the bulk of your relationship been, or still is, a long-distance relationship, which means you don't really know each other? How do you handle conflicts? And this is important because there's a huge misconception, Anna and Raven, that people think a relationship is great if they're able to resolve every argument. You'll never be able to resolve every argument. The most important thing is, seek to understand your partner and decide which battles are right.
I mean, he's like a Buddha of relationships, Anna.
Yeah.
Now, here are a few other things to think about. Do you really know each other's values and priorities? Have you discussed your budget, your expenses, your costs? Who's going to pay for what? Who's going to do the chores? The most important thing to ask yourself is, what are your deal breakers? What could you never accept from your partner when living together? The other thing is, why are you truly moving in together? And what are your future plans? This relates to the why. If the other person says, I don't want to get married, don't think that you can say to them, well, look, let's just live together and we'll try that out as a test, because it doesn't work. The other person isn't going to change their mind about marriage because they're living together with you. You're not going to change someone's beliefs regarding marriage. Another thing I think to consider is, what happens should you break up? Who's going to leave the apartment? Who's going to get the dog? It's true that living together is a really effective way of determining if you want to be married to this person. But don't think that moving in together is going to magically solve all of your problems.
Learn more about Dr. Wanis. You can head to his website, patrickwanis.com. As always, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.